That's music from Free Whenever. Yep, Brooklyn, New York's finest. It's a trio that created their first album, and that is called Ascension. You just heard the single August Rain. Really cool stuff. It's vintage psychedelia, dub reggae, Eastern music meets African rhythms. And for fans of anybody who can say this band's name, Krugenbin, I think that's how you say it, but definitely in the same wheelhouse. My name's Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from Toronto's Charlotte Day Wilson, a song called If Only. I'm a big fan. Every time she releases a record, I'm totally there listening to it to see and feel what she's up to. Same with this other... What did I say? Same with this other artist. A real wonderful singer, R&B at its finest here from Canada, residing in Toronto. Afros is up after Charlotte with the song Roses. Let's hear them both. They're awesome. Right here on The Jukebox.
Thank you.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
That is music from the West Coast, Handsome Tiger. Handsome Tiger is a Anishinaabe Métis and North African music producer and DJ, and is currently based in Vancouver. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from Radiohead, from their amazing rock and roll album, OK Computer. I think it's flawless. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from the record, Let Down. I just love the arpeggio guitars and how those banging toms come in, and it all mixes together so well. I'm going to play that, as well as brand new music, which is really some bluesy, funky stuff, sort of going back to their roots a little bit, from the Black Keys and You Gotta Lose. They just announced a brand new world tour. Canadian Jeremy Albino is going to be joining them on a bunch of the Canadian shows, as well as some of the stateside border towns, which is great for him. Congratulations, Jeremy. Love to see you doing well. Love to see any Canadian artist doing well out there. So you got my love and my support. Speaking of one that really floors me, this is a brand new single from Beatrice Deer. She's going to be releasing her 8th studio album. She's from Nunavik. And this is The Fog on The Jukebox.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
The Rio Grande River once reliably flowed from the mountains in Colorado across the deserts of New Mexico and Texas to the Gulf. But now cities and farms siphon off much of that water, and drought has hit the river hard. So at times, stretches of the Rio Grande run dry, harming wildlife and people.
In the last 20 years, there has been a loss of farmland in the Rio Grande in Colorado, in New Mexico, in the Pecos River, in Texas, due to water shortages. And that, of course, affects the livelihoods and the economies of all of those communities.
In a recent study, Enrique Prunes of the World Wildlife Fund and other scientists found that about half the water used in the Rio Grande Basin is consumed faster than it can be replenished naturally, and agriculture drives most of the demand. Prunes says that as the climate warms, the Rio Grande could get even drier.
Climate change is exacerbating this, and that's the even more complicated part, how to adapt to a future with less water in a basin that is already overused and overallocated.
So Prunes says solutions like water policy and management reforms and strategies for reducing water use on farms are urgently needed. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to